morning. My name is Ian Robertson. I'm a principal specialist at Tygerberg Hospital. This talk on plateau fractures was originally given to the just attending the AO basic course at the Lord Charles Hotel, Somerset West. Let's consider the plateau fracture, which is an interarticular fracture of the proximal tibia. Tibia at this level is very superficial. It's covered by skin and little else. Hence, any injury here will lead to skin breakdown and swelling. So, the initial assessment of a plateau fracture, you must consider the following amongst the other injuries that have. Consider compartment syndrome, very common in the more comminuted fractures of the tibial plateau. Always check for peroneal nerve function. Peroneal fallout is seen by drop foot is reasonably common. And ligamentous instability in the knee is extremely common. They're often very difficult to assess. Meniscal injuries are also common. Once you fix the fracture, don't forget to test again for ligamentous instability. Usually these injuries aren't treated as an emergency case. The limb is elevated, put in a back slab, and the following imaging techniques are required. Ordinary x-rays, AP and lateral, and because the plateau slopes towards the caudal, the back, because of the lateral plane, the tibial plateau slopes caudally. A 15 degree caudally sloped x-ray will give a skyline view of the plateau, and it's very valuable. A CT scan is ordered, and this is invaluable for determining depressed areas, exactly where each fracture fragment is, so that one can visualize this complex, often complex fracture in a three-dimensional manner. Classification system I prefer is the Schatzke classification system, although this was given to the AO in the AO course. I think the AO is very academic classification and Schatzke is more practical. The classification starts with fractures displaced more than 5 millimeters. The fracture Schatzke 1 is on the lateral side, 1, 2, and 3 are lateral injuries. In fact, about 60% of the injuries are on the lateral side alone. Schatzke 1 is a plain depressed fracture. Schatzke 2 is where the condyle is forced into the lateral side of the femoral condyle is forced into the lateral side of the plateau and it causes a split plus an area depressed pressure. And a Schatzke 3 is somewhat paradoxical because it's a less of an injury. It's usually the injury seen in the old people because it's a isolated area of depression without any split. There's often no fracture line at all and the bone is nearly compressed on the lateral side. Schatzke 4 is medial injury. Any medial, isolated medial injury is a Schatzke 4. Remember, ligamentous injury, especially on the lateral side, are common with this, as is peroneal nerve palsy. Schatzke 5 is where both condyles are broken, but the shaft area is continuous with the medial part of the fracture. When the Schatzke 6, which can often be very comminuted, going down far into the shaft, there is shaft dissociation from the disassociation from the fracture fragment. Conservative treatment of plateau fractures. The minority are treated conservatively at Tygerberg. If they're less than 5 millimeter displaced, they can qualify for conservative treatment, or so bad that nothing else can be done, especially if there's sepsis or some other contraindication to operative treatment. Here, the principle of ligamentous taxis is used. Skeletal traction in the distal tibia or in the calcaneus is used, and the knee is mobilized under supervision of this knee. Physiotherapist or maybe the continuous passive motion machine is used, and once 90 degrees of knee flexion is obtained, a plaster cast is put on for 6 weeks. Remember, the plateau fracture, as far as operative treatment comes, the skin and soft tissue element must be in a good condition. So allow for swelling to take place and subside. Definitely don't operate when you fracture blisters. The majority of cases are best operated from the end of week one onwards, when the swelling has begun to subside. The skin is your enemy. Skin breakdown will lead to sepsis and serious consequences. And the consequences here can be easily remedied to an amputation. So have healthy respect for the skin and discuss the various methods of treating, the various types of treatment you can use, from wearing from percutaneous minimal invasion techniques, subcutaneous plates, classical plating with an open wound, and even arthroscopic and using an X-fix. Percutaneous screws is a method of internal fixation where screws are put in with a minimal incision. The fracture fragments are first reduced using either a large reduction foreskin set percutaneously, positioning the limb in a good position, ligament taxis in the length of the tibia, and once on X-rays these fracture fragments are aligned properly, screws, percutaneous, usually a cannulated screw, can be placed in. Usually parallel with the knee, about 1.5 centimeters away from the joint surface. One or two screws are put in. The surgical approach for open methods is basically, I tend to avoid the midline incision, which the arthroscopy, which the arthroplasty surgeons advocate. Not all of these can come to arthroplasty. By the time they maybe have, it will be many decades later. Avoid bilateral and extensile approaches, especially with the more severe injuries. A lateral incision parallel with the joint line and then extended in the hockey stick method down the shaft is advocated. Similar incision can be done on the medial side. If both sides need to be opened, rather do this lateral hockey stick incision, and on the medial side go in medially and posteriorly, well away from the other wound. Avoid the so-called Mercedes Benz type of incision, which is a disaster for skin breakdown goes. Plateau fractures, the surgical treatment basically depends whether they split or depressed. A split-only type fracture can be reduced by screws. We're discussing the open method, so a screw also is really handy to put at the apex of the fracture distally, stop it slipping. Usually they need a buttress plate. In other words, a plate on the shaft to prevent, to buttress the fracture fragments and prevent them moving outwards. If there's a depressed area, the depressed area has to be opened up. You must plan this from the CT scan given pre-operatively. Decide how you're going to get into the depressed segment. Often it entails moving the major fragment, opening it, getting deep dirt to visualize inside the knee that the meniscus needs to be lifted, and the underside of the plateau seen from the underside of the meniscus can be visualized. Remember, the meniscus needs to be sutured later because you've basically created a red zone tear. Again, use is made of bone grafts to elevate the original joint surface, and a buttress plate is used on the usually the lateral side. Avoid bilateral plates. Recently, the locking plate has been introduced. A recent advent has been the introduction of locking plates to orthopedics. These are used these days in place of the classic buttress plate. The advantage is that the subchondral screws support the loose bone just under the surface of the plateau, and the mini blade plates. Another technique is the LIS technique, the limited internal stabilization system. Here a plate is introduced subcutaneously with limited incision at the joint line, and to keep the plate parallel with the shaft, blocking wires can be used. Wires of K-wires introduced percutaneously to guide the plate down the shaft, and then the screws, except for the subchondral ones which are in your wound, are placed by means of image intensifiers. The advantage of this is that there's limited stripping, and the indication are advanced plateau fractures like the Schatzer 5 and the 6 with a large element down the shaft. You're going to put a long plate on. Arthroscopy is another technique which has a useful advantage in orthopedics. It's mainly used for the Schatzer 1 and 2 type fractures, maybe the 4 type fracture. It doesn't work well in the very depressed fractures, but basically the scope is used, the knee is cleaned out, and fluid is removed. And once you can see the fractures well visualized, you can also visualize any meniscal and cruciate ligament damage, which can also be repaired through the scope. I don't suggest you use this for Schatzer 5 and 6 or advanced Schatzer things. If you're going to need a shaft plate anyway, it has little advantage. You can also elevate depressed fragment fractures by means of a percute near the apex of the distal apex of the fracture and forcing bone into a small window. External fixation has its place. First of all, as we already alluded to, is a temporary bridging fixator over the knee as emergency treatment. A aofemoral distractor can be used for ligament ataxis during the operation. More permanent external fixations need a ring type fixator proximally, so you can use the Lizaroff technique with the classical Lizaroff or a hybrid, a combination of a Lizaroff ring or half ring and half pins more distally in the shaft. Indication for these are the severe Schatzer type fractures 5 or 6. The need to reduce the fracture pre putting in the pins, either by means of percutaneous screws or by large reduction forceps. The Lizaroff rings are then placed. You're using olive wires to draw the fracture fragments in. Remember to keep your wires at least 1.5 centimeters away from the joint surface, because the joints, if they're higher than this, they're basically penetrating the joint surface and will lead to knee sepsis. This is one of the big problems with sepsis. Prognosis. What is the prognosis? Not as bad as people think. They don't all go into knee replacement later. A lot depends on the alignment more than the interarticular surface irregularities. According to Foy and Fay, age is irrelevant. Alignment is important. It's the most important factor. Pressions of less than 14 millimeters are important. Undisplaced fractures give good results, and you get a 70% good or excellent result overall. Even as far as surgical technique it goes, even the locking plate types have a tendency to drift into varus, and the worst early complication you can get is knee sepsis, which can often be very difficult to treat and may result in an amputation. In summary, these fractures, one must show great respect for the soft tissues, delay operation up to a week in routine cases. Plan minimally invasive surgery, such as the Liz plate, expect more severe fractures. Alignment is more important than congruence to the joints. So everything for alignment is a small depressed, not as important as your varus and valgus must be spot on the mechanical axis. Thank you.